Hello again. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been thinking a lot about what church might look like, especially in this part of North Devon, in the months and years ahead. At the beginning of this year, our mission community and parish churches laid out plans and events to help us address the future. Many of those plans and events, though, have been scuppered by the pandemic, and the immediate future looks very different to the one we had anticipated. In fact, it's hard to imagine now what the future might look like at all. But perhaps we should remember that we can never, even in the most stable of times, be sure of what the future holds. Coronavirus has reminded us that we cannot take anything for granted, even life itself. So perhaps in order to get to a better future, we might at this point have to focus instead on the present. This moment is, I think, a critical one for our society, our nation, and our world. And I also think the church has a significant role to play in how we respond to it. Whilst the times and culture are constantly changing, Jesus does not change. He, his words, and his values for human life remain the same regardless of our circumstances. Last week I was preparing a reflection on the final part of the Sermon on the Mount and was struck by the boldness of Jesus' words. He sums up his sermon with a parable, saying, "Whoever hears my words and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." He then adds, "Whoever hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man that builds his house on sand." This is a bold parable because it demonstrates Jesus' absolute confidence that his teaching holds the key to the way to wise living. It also reveals his conviction about his identity. The parable demonstrates his complete certainty that he is one with God, because only God can know the true way of living for humanity. Elsewhere in the Bible, Jesus makes this belief about his identity explicit. If you read John 14 and verses 5 to 14. The question for us then is whether or not Jesus is who he claims to be. Because if he is, it makes absolute sense to put our trust in his words. Now that parable is indeed all to do with trust and security. It's a parable about houses, and our houses are generally where we feel most safe, though I admit that that is not true for everyone. During lockdown, though, the instruction was to stay at home. At home we were most safe from infection. Jesus is saying then that those who trust in his words for life are the most secure, the most safe. Just as a stable foundation is necessary for a house to survive the most violent of storms, acting on his teaching is the foundation for us being able to weather the storms of life, such as the ones inflicted on us by coronavirus. In such times as these, though, this is easier said than done. We know the things that Jesus requires of us, but also know that those things sometimes seem to threaten the very security that Jesus promises. The difficulty for us is that in the storms we fear for ourselves and for what we might miss out on. Our instinct is to adopt the world's wisdom that tells us to focus on self-protection and serving our own interests. The wisdom of Jesus goes completely against that instinct, for his wisdom tells us that we are safer when we put first the interests of others. If we think about it, he has a point. When we act in self-interest, we become angry with others who do the same, especially when their self-interest imposes on ours. That anger, righteous or otherwise, causes us to seek ever more strongly to uphold our rights, and those we oppose will do the same, leading to situations of division and conflict and increasing anger. In times like these, there is a very real chance that we will not get what we want from life or even what we believe we're entitled to. There will also be times when to act as Jesus would have us act compromises our own personal safety. Coronavirus should make us stop and evaluate our foundations. Are they based on the self-focused wisdom of the world or on the self-sacrificing wisdom of Jesus? We also have to ask ourselves if the way we were living before the pandemic was sustainable, and if it wasn't, what changes might we need to make? And this is true for churches, communities, and nations, as well as individuals. Returning then to the place where I started, what might church look like in the days and months to come? That will depend, I think, on how we deal with the present. I have a feeling that it will be something to do with an appraisal of the things in which we trust for our security and our identity. If we are to be wise, we must go back to hear the words of Jesus and pray for the courage to act on them.